I've been wanting to do this video for a while now, just to answer a few common objections I get in the comment section on my SSPX videos. So it's going to be a lengthy video, so I probably won't spend a whole lot of time on the visuals. These objections are: formal adherence to the schism will get you excommunicated. Pope Francis said the SSPX is in schism in his letter to the bishops when he issued Traditionis Custodis, and if the SSPX is on an extraordinary mission, which to my knowledge they've never claimed, then where are the miracles to prove it? So, what is formal adherence to the schism? Those who say you can't go to the SSPX will often point to a paragraph in Ecclesia Dei Afflicta, which is a motu proprio issued by John Paul II announcing that Archbishop Lefebvre as well as Bishop de Castromeyer had incurred an automatic or late sententia excommunication for consecrating four bishops without Rome's approval in 1988, the four bishops consecrated having also incurred the same automatic penalty. To prove that you cannot go to an SSPX Mass, lest you yourself incur the penalty of excommunication. These consecrations were called a schismatic act. And later in the document, John Paul II says, quote, "In the present circumstances, I wish especially to make an appeal both solemn and heartfelt, paternal and fraternal, to all those who, until now, have been linked in various ways to the movement of Archbishop Lefebvre, that they may fulfill the grave duty of remaining united to the Vicar of Christ in the unity of the Catholic Church, and of ceasing their support in any way for that movement. Everyone should be aware that formal adherence to the schism is a grave offense against God and carries the penalty of excommunication decreed by the Church's law." The document cites Canon 1364 of the Code of Canon Law, which reads, "An apostate from the faith, a heretic, or a schismatic incurs a late sententia excommunication." Now, there have been many letters from the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei stating that one does not incur a penalty such as excommunication for attending SSPX Masses, you do fulfill your Sunday obligation, you can receive communion, and you can give money. But still, some people will point to this document from John Paul II as if it is in conflict with the later PCED letters, and since this is the Pope, what he says goes. Therefore, you cannot go to the SSPX Masses. But notice he does not say you cannot go to the SSPX Masses. And that's important. He asks that the faithful cease support in any way, true, but he does not command it. Now, you might say asking is commanding when it comes to the Pope. Really? Because he also asked the bishops to offer the Latin Mass in their diocese, and most of them refused. Were they being disobedient? But it's clear that if someone formally adheres to the schism, they will automatically be excommunicated. But what constitutes formal adherence to the schism? And by the way, the SSPX is not in schism. I'll address that briefly later. Is simply going to an SSPX Mass formal adherence, as some suggest? Well, I found something that I believe answers that question. It is a letter issued by the PCED, or Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, the ecclesiastical body established by John Paul II to oversee Latin Mass groups. By the way, the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei no longer exists. This letter was issued on September 28, 1999, and it reads, "Dear Mr. X, we wish to acknowledge receipt of your letter to His Eminence Cardinal Ratzinger. It has been transmitted to this Pontifical Commission as dealing with matters that come within our particular competence." Notice the letter was written to future Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Ratzinger, who at the time was prefect of the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith. In other words, he was man number two in Rome, second only to the Pope, and he forwarded it to the PCED. So you can't say this isn't official or has low authority. Continuing. With regard to the Schismatic Society of St. Pius X, we can say the following. 1. The priests of the Society of St. Pius X are validly ordained, but suspended, that is, prohibited from exercising their priestly functions, because they are not properly incarnated in a diocese or religious institution in full communion with the Holy See, and also because those ordained after the schismatic episcopal ordinations were ordained by an excommunicated bishop. They are also excommunicated if they adhere to the schism, while up to now the Holy See has not defined what this adherence consists in. Did you hear that? The Holy See never defined what, quote, adherence to the schism means. So if you think it means you can't go to Mass at the SSPX, that's your opinion, an incorrect opinion, as we shall soon see. But also notice that the priests of the society are only excommunicated if they adhere to the schism, which again has not been defined. But if the priests are not automatically assumed to be adhering to the schism, how can it be assumed of the laity? Continuing. One could point to a wholesale condemnation of the Church since the Second Vatican Council and a refusal to be in communion with it. Monsignor Pearl gives this possible situation as adherence to the schism, which describes Sede Vacantists, not SSPXers. 3. The situation of the faithful attending chapels of the Society of St. Pius X is more complicated. They may attend Mass there primarily because of an attraction to the earlier form of the Roman Rite, in which case they incur no penalty. So if you go to the SSPX simply because you want the Latin Mass, you receive no penalty. In other words, no excommunication. This describes virtually every SSPXer. So basically, the laity that attend SSPX Masses, by and large, are not excommunicated. This also means no formal adherence to the schism for these people, since formal adherence to the schism incurs an automatic penalty, as John Paul II pointed out. Some may point out that there are Sede Vacantists who attend SSPX Masses. This is true, but this is because some Sede Vacantist groups, such as the CMRI, allow their adherents to attend the SSPX if Sede Vacantist Masses are not available, since they consider the holy orders and sacraments of the SSPX to be valid, not because the SSPX condones Sede Vacantism. And by the way, you could say the same about people who attend the Novus Ordo. There are people who attend the Novus Ordo who do not believe that Francis is the Pope. They would also incur said excommunication. So it's not about where you attend Mass. Continuing. The difficulty is that the longer they frequent these chapels, the more likely it is they will slowly imbue the schismatic mentality which stands in judgment of the Church and refuses submission to the Roman Pontiff and communion with the members of the Church subject to him. If that becomes the case, then it would seem that they adhere to the schism and are consequently excommunicated. For these reasons, this pontifical commission cannot encourage you to frequent the chapel of the Society of St. Pius X. On the other hand, it would seem that you are among those who attend Mass in chapels of the Society of St. Pius X because of the reverence and devotion which they find there, because of their attraction to the traditional Latin Mass, and not because they refuse submission to the Roman Pontiff or reject communion with the members of the Church subject to him. Okay. So let's address this business of the longer they frequent these chapels, the more likely it is they will slowly imbue this schismatic mentality, which stands in judgment of the Church and refuses submission to the Roman Pontiff and communion with the members of the Church subject to him. Because this is not the only place that this is said. Monsignor Pearl has said it in just about all of his responses concerning the SSPX. The idea, I assume, is that during the homily, the priest is slamming the Pope, slamming the new Mass, and slamming Vatican II. And this is not the case. The SSPX does not give their rhetoric during the Mass. They give useful spiritual guidance based on scripture and tradition. I live 4 hours from St. Mary's and 3 hours from Kansas City. We have many priests who come from those areas to our chapel, and in 3 years, I've never heard during the homily any mention of the new Mass, Vatican II, except twice, and all that was said was there's been much confusion since Vatican II, which is true, or the Pope, other than when the Pope is supposed to be mentioned. We've even had prominent priests. Father Loop was here recently and gave a really good homily on the parable of the sower and the seeds. So no, you will not be indoctrinated with a schismatic attitude by going to an SSPX Mass. But the reality is this is all a moot point. I only bring this up because the SSPX haters act like nothing has changed since 1988 and Ecclesia Dei. They use this warning to scare people who are tired of the Novus Ordo from going to the SSPX. You'd better not. Formal adherence to the schism gets you excommunicated. And I just wanted to point out that since we are to interpret matters that are unclear in the strictest sense, giving people the most freedom, quote, formal adherence to the schism is pretty much meaningless since it's never been clarified what that means by the Holy See. Nor will it be since the situation has been remedied. It seems that the Holy See considered Archbishop Lefebvre, Bishop de Castemeyer, and the four consecrated bishops to have been in schism, but not the priest of the society or the laity who attend the masses unless they formally adhere to the schism, whatever that means. But the excommunications of the four bishops who were consecrated, were lifted in 2009. And since Lefebvre and de Castemeyer are deceased, there's nothing to see here. Yes, they are in an irregular canonical status, but schism? No. At least not anymore, if they ever were. In his letter to the bishops explaining why he lifted the excommunications, Pope Benedict XVI didn't say they were in schism. He said there was a danger of schism, but that's not the same thing. If I'm in danger of death, I'm not dead. You can't be dead and not dead at the same time, nor can you be in danger of schism and in schism at the same time. All of this explains Pope Francis's statement in his letter to the bishops when he issued Traditionis Custodis. Quote, most people understand the motive that prompted St. John Paul II and Benedict XVI to allow the use of the Roman Missal promulgated by St. Pius V and edited by St. John XXIII in 1962 for the Eucharistic sacrifice. The faculty granted by the indult of the Congregation for Divine Worship in 1984 and confirmed by John Paul II in the motu proprio Ecclesia Dei in 1988, was above all motivated by the desire to foster the healing of the schism with the movement of Monsignor Lefebvre. John Paul II authorized the use of the 1962 Missal, or the Latin Mass, in the 1980s, and Benedict XVI made it mandatory for bishops to make it available in 2006. But all this took place before 2009, when the schism, if there really was one, ended. Pope Francis is explaining why John Paul II and Benedict XVI did what they did to heal the schism of Lefebvre, which was going on at the time those actions were taken, again allegedly. Pope Francis' statement is past tense. Pope Francis isn't saying there is a schism so much as he is saying there was a schism, again allegedly. But clearly, Pope Francis does not consider the SSPX to be in schism since the lifting of the excommunications. After all, he gave faculties indefinitely to the SSPX priests to hear confession. Schismatic priests cannot receive faculties, nor can suspended priests. But listen to what Pope Francis says in that document about those who attend the SSPX. Quote, for the Jubilee year, I had also granted that those faithful who, for various reasons, attend churches officiated by the priests of the priestly fraternity of St. Pius X can validly and licitly receive the sacramental absolution of their sins. No heartfelt appeal to cease any and all support for the SSPX, no warnings of formal adherence to the schism. Are you seriously telling me that nothing has changed? Here is the reality. 1988, the year Ecclesia Dei Afflicta was written, was a long time ago, and a lot has happened since then. In the book, The Catholic Controversy, a collection of tracts by St. Francis de Sales disproving Calvinism, St. Francis points out that these men, the Protestants, weren't sent by authority, and if they were sent by God, then where are the miracles to prove it? This accusation is often used against the SSPX, but even more against Sedevacantists, even by other Sedevacantists. And yes, God certainly will use miracles to prove Catholicism is the true religion in the face of false religions, and perhaps even heretical Christian sects. I've always been impressed by the number of documented miracles the Catholic Church has, many of which have no scientific explanation and scientists saying so, as opposed to the claims of miracles made by Protestants who offer no evidence. You just have to believe them. But the issue with the SSPX is an internal matter within the Catholic Church, so said Cardinal Hoyas, while he was the president of the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei. And God doesn't seem to settle internal disputes with miracles. When the Dominicans and the Jesuits were at each other's throats over predestination, God did not perform a miracle to show who was right. The Pope stepped in and shut down the debate, allowing both versions to be taught. And during the Great Western Schism, when there were two and then three men claiming to be Pope, God did not perform miracles to show who the real Pope was. That was settled through a council, and the miracle man, St. Vincent Ferrer, backed the wrong pope. So all the while, until he switched sides, St. Vincent Ferrer was performing extraordinary miracles. He thought, and probably taught, that the wrong man was the pope. So, sorry, doesn't apply here. When it comes to the SSPX, there are a lot of opinions, and not just among the laity, but among priests, bishops, even cardinals. So it's not as simple as this priest or this bishop said this, even your own bishop. But the competent authority in the church, the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, said repeatedly that you can go so long as you're going out of a love of the Latin Mass and not to separate yourself from the church. It does fulfill your Sunday obligation. You can receive communion and you can even give money. So don't let them tell you that you can't go to a Mass at the SSPX, because you can. And there is a degree of certainty that you get with the SSPX that you don't get with the Novus Ordo or State of Vacantism. While the sacraments of the Novus Ordo are certainly valid when done properly, they lend themselves to innovation, which can cause individual sacraments to be invalid. We know this because several people had to be rebaptized, and a priest had to be reordained, all because a deacon decided to say, "We baptize," instead of "I baptize." And masses in whole parishes in Kansas were invalid for decades because the priest used the wrong wine. Not to mention, Pope Paul VI himself authorized the use of vegetable oil instead of olive oil for the sacrament of confirmation, which is not proper matter and also renders it invalid. And I'm sorry, but there is doubt about the validity of some of the holy orders among State of Vacantist clergy, not so much because of the consecrations, in my mind anyway, but rather they're all independent, with a few exceptions. How do you really know this man is a priest? That makes me a little nervous. With the SSPX, you get the best of both worlds. The sacraments are performed in the old rite, no deviation, by priests who are ordained, by bishops who were consecrated by Lefebvre, for the most part. So their holy orders and sacraments are unquestionably valid. No serious person doubts this. And their position, I think, is the most reasonable. The old Mass and old rites, they accept the vast majority of Vatican II, while recognizing that there are some things in the documents that have been condemned by previous popes, which is problematic. But since this was a pastoral council, which did not invoke dogmatism and infallibility, it doesn't affect the Church's indefectibility. And they accept all the popes during and after the council as valid. Rather than a wholesale acceptance of error or a wholesale rejection of the council and everything after it. Until my next video, God bless. If you like what you see, please like and share the video. And subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Tom. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description.